תודה. מה שאלת אותי?
חושב שלא אומרים ברשת שאתה בכלל מת?
אני מת על קפה, אתה יודע מה? אני מת על העם שלי. איך הם מתנהגים, פנטסטי. אתה רוצה לספור את מספר אצבעות?
אתה יכול להראות לנו?
פה. היית?
פמואן.
לחיים.
חושב של המסר לאנשים שיוצאים ומתבררים.
I want to start right there on gas prices top of mind for Americans. Since the war began, the national average price for gasoline is up 24% and diesel prices have jumped 32%. Mr. Secretary, when can Americans expect to see the price of gas come down?
Yeah, after the conflict is over, you'll start to see prices come back down. But the Iran immediately going to impede the flow through the Straits of Hormuz, launching attacks at all of their neighbors, even those completely uninvolved in this conflict, just illustrates why it's so important to defang this regime. It's been the greatest supporter of terrorism in the world. The greatest killer of American soldiers over the last 20 years has been Iran, and we haven't fought a conflict against them until this. It's just this president did not want to kick this can down the road to the next administration. The world simply can't see a nuclear-armed Iran. And so I'm proud of his actions, but yes, it is a short-term disruption in the flow of energy. Americans are feeling it right now. Americans will feel it for a few more weeks. But at the end, we will have removed the greatest risk to global energy supplies.
This is my video update on this Sunday afternoon, March the 15th. Coming to you from Nicosia, Cyprus. Let's talk about some news. And let's start things off with a breaking announcement from US President Trump. Breaking news from the President of the United States, who has announced that Iran has been defeated. For the 14th time, Iran has been defeated, according to President Trump. We won again. We won. Iran has been defeated. That is what Trump announced yesterday. If you say it enough times, eventually it might happen. Affirmation foreign policy. Just keep on repeating it every morning when you wake up and look in the mirror. Just keep on repeating it. We won. I'm the best. I like it. And eventually it comes true. So that was a statement from Trump. Breaking. President Trump says the U.S. has defeated Iran. Breaking. Breaking news. So the United States has not defeated Iran. Because Iran continues to strike targets throughout the region. And it continues to fight. And the United States continues to fight and continues to escalate. I talked about the 5,000 Marines who are being sent to the region. And we now have the Bush and the Ford are going to be in the region. The Lincoln is out. And according to Anadolu News, which is a Turkish news agency, they are reporting that the U.S. aircraft carrier Lincoln has left the operational area in the region after being neutralized by Iranian forces. The spokesperson for the Iranian Armed Forces General Staff claimed. That is what Iran is claiming. Iran is claiming that the Lincoln was forced to leave the region because of the damage it has suffered. Neutralized is the word that they're using. Maybe. Maybe not. We don't know. We probably will never find out, but the Lincoln apparently is out of the action for the time being. We also have the announcement from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, which is urging all American citizens to leave Iraq immediately On Saturday, after the embassy was attacked overnight for the second time since the war with Iran started. So if Iran has been defeated, how are they hitting the U.S. embassy in Iraq? Why the warning messages telling American citizens to leave if Iran has been defeated? Doesn't add up, doesn't make sense. Trump is asking for help. He is asking for help from all kinds of countries. Countries that 2 weeks ago he said he doesn't want their help, such as the UK, don't need your help. Now he's asking the UK for help with regards to the Strait of Hormuz. He's even asking China to help out with the Strait of Hormuz. I'm going to read you two Trump Truth Social posts, two separate posts, but they are saying the same thing, which is a sign of panic. Here is the first one that Trump posted. Many countries, especially those who are affected by Iran's attempted closure of the Hormuz Strait, will be sending warships in conjunction with the United States of America to keep the strait open and safe. We have already destroyed 100% of Iran's military capability, but it's easy for them to send a drone or to drop a mine or deliver a close-range missile somewhere along or in the waterway, no matter how badly defeated they are. Hopefully, China, France, Japan, South Korea, the UK, and others that are affected by this artificial constraint will send ships to the area so that the Hormuz Strait will no longer be a threat by a nation that has been totally decapitated. In the meantime, the United States will be bombing the hell out of the shoreline and continually shooting Iranian boats and ships out of the water. One way or the other, we will soon get the Hormuz Strait open, safe and free, President Donald J. Trump. An artificial constraint. The Strait of Hormuz is an artificial constraint. Doesn't seem to be very artificial. Seems to be very, very official. But wow, what a post from the U.S. president. 100% defeated. Iran's military capability has been 100% destroyed. Except for the drones, the mines, the missiles. Except for the drones, the mines, the missiles, the naval drones. If you take all of that out, then Iran's military capability has been 100% defeated. And hopefully, that's the word that Trump uses, hopefully, China, France, Japan, South Korea, the UK, and others will join the fight, will help secure the Hormuz Strait, hopefully. So that's Truth Social post number one. Let's do Truth Social post number two, which is a shorter post, but it says pretty much the same thing as the post I just read you. The United States of America has beaten and completely decimated Iran, both militarily, economically, and in every other way. But the countries of the world that receive oil through the Hormuz Strait must take care of that passage, and we will help a lot. The U.S. will also coordinate with those countries so that everything goes quickly, smoothly, and well. This should have always been a team effort. And now it will be. It will bring the world together toward harmony, security, and everlasting peace. President Donald J. Trump. It's going to be a team effort. I can't believe what I'm reading. I really cannot believe what I'm reading. Is this my Clown World segment? Is this really a message from the President of the United States? Did anyone read through this? Was this checked before it was published? It's going to be a team effort. This should have always been a team effort, and now it will be. It's going to bring the world together. Right? We are the world. We are the ones that make a better day. Okay, so crazy stuff from from President Trump. It doesn't make any sense at all. If they're that badly defeated, then why do you need help from China? Why do you need help from the UK? What is the UK going to send? They can't even send a ship to Cyprus for their own base, their own overseas territory base. They can't even send a ship. What are they going to do in the Strait of Hormuz? Starmer already has this big Mandelson problem that he's trying to deal with. What is he going to do? It's a good distraction, though, for Starmer, actually. So there was a report, and I believe this was a planted report. Planted fake news, I guess is how you would describe this report. Right after Trump posted all of this team effort, all of these countries are going to come to the Strait of Hormuz and help the United States secure it. You get the report saying that France was sending 10 warships to the Strait of Hormuz. 10 warships. After President Trump called on countries to join the U.S. Navy in attempting to reopen the key passage. That was the breaking news. Flip-flopper Macron said he was not going to get involved in the conflict, in the war. And he flipped and flopped to now sending 10 warships. That was the breaking news. But it was quickly denied, quickly rejected by France. They said, no, we are not getting involved. Who is coming up with this news? Who is coming up with these stories? We are not going to send any warships to the area. So France, the latest report is that France has denied this claim that they're sending warships. They are still not going to get involved in this war. That policy remains in place. So no flipping and a flopping from Macron. He's sticking to his policy for the time being. So Caroline Leavitt, she decided to be interviewed by Lara Trump, which is kind of strange, isn't it? I think it's kind of strange. The daughter-in-law of the U.S. president, who's on Fox News interviewing the press secretary, Caroline Leavitt. Don't expect a very difficult interview there. Don't expect Lara Trump to ask any difficult questions. And she didn't. There were no difficult questions asked of Leavitt. And Leavitt still found a way to make no sense about the war with Iran, why the U.S. is in this war, what this war is all about. Even an interview with the Trump family, getting easy questions, was still not enough to help Leavitt explain the White House is reasoning behind this war of choice. And so Leavitt, she said, the fact that the terrorists are holding the global oil industry hostage by threatening to shut down the Strait of Hormuz just underscores the need for President Trump to launch this operation in the first place. Notice there's no mentioning of Iran. The terrorists, she says, the terrorists are holding the global oil industry hostage. The fact that they're closing down the Strait of Hormuz underscores the reason why Trump launched this war. That's why. So I posted on X, Trump knew that if he attacked Iran, they would shut down the Strait of Hormuz. So he attacked Iran to prevent them from shutting down the Strait of Hormuz. Circular logic, I guess. Is that what it's called? Circular logic or logic or no logic? Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense at all. What Leavitt said. No pushback from Fox News. So we have reports that Switzerland will not be allowing its airspace for U.S. military flights to attack Iran. Switzerland closed its airspace for U.S. military flights linked to the Iran war. citing the nation's tradition of neutrality in armed conflicts. Okay, all of a sudden we have the Swiss neutrality. Where was that Swiss neutrality for Project Ukraine? There was no Swiss neutrality for Project Ukraine. Was there? No, there was not. But now there's Swiss neutrality. The Swiss neutrality is back, everybody. And they're following Spain's example. I've read some reports, I can't confirm this, but I've read some reports which say that the United States is using some of the air bases in Spain, but I can't confirm that. What I will say is at the moment, it looks like Spain has said no to using the air bases to attack Iran. France not getting involved. Italy is out. Now Switzerland is saying neutrality all of a sudden. Switzerland is neutral all of a sudden. Zelensky, not neutral. Iran, neutral. All these countries, all of these allies, the vassals of the United States are afraid of Iran. They're afraid of Iran. They saw what Iran did to the GCC countries and they're afraid. Not afraid of Russia, but afraid of Iran. So Araghchi, he posted, the foreign minister of Iran, he posted on X, touted U.S. security umbrella has proven to be full of holes and inviting rather than deterring trouble. U.S. is now begging others, even China, to help it make Hormuz safe. Iran calls on brotherly neighbors to expel foreign aggressors, especially as their only concern is Israel. Yeah, I was waiting for this post from Araghchi, for him to post something like this. The argument being that the United States cannot provide you with security to the Gulf countries. You built your narrative on U.S. air bases and U.S. security and U.S. protection and safety. So come to Dubai, invest in Dubai. Saudi Arabia is going to be the next Dubai and all of this stuff. And now take a look. The United States cannot protect you, cannot provide you with security. All those air bases were useless. That's the message from Araghchi. It's time to deal with Iran. Negotiate with Iran and maybe negotiate some sort of treaty, some sort of non-aggression pact between Iran and your country, Mr. or Mrs. Gulf Nation. That's the message from Araghchi. You thought they were going to protect you. They didn't. I was waiting for Iran to put out something like this. The U.S. security umbrella. Araghchi was interviewed by MS Now. I can't get used to it. I'm thinking MSNBC. It's MS Now. That's the new name. And the journalist asked Araghchi, what's the principle of Iran in war against the U.S.? Araghchi said, an eye for an eye is the only principle. If you attack us, we will retaliate. That's why these countries like Spain and Switzerland and France and even the Gulf nations, that's why they don't want to get involved. Because Iran will retaliate. Semaphore is reporting that, I can't go out from here, I have to go around. Semaphore is reporting that Israel is running low on interceptors. This is according to U.S. officials. So it is an attrition war. And a lot of analysts are asking how many more missiles and drones does Iran have? The Trump administration claims that Iran is all out, 90% depleted, they're saying, 90% drop in missile strikes and drone strikes. They've been completely decimated. But you have U.S. officials saying that they're in no better position, if you are to believe that Iran is being depleted. I don't think they are being depleted. I don't think they've been depleted at all. They've been preparing for this for 40 years. But it does look like the U.S. and Israel are having trouble. The U.S. Officials talking about those interceptors. Not many left. The interceptors that are trying, or that were trying to protect the Gulf countries, those seem to be all gone. Zelensky's not getting any interceptors either for Project Ukraine. He's admitted as much. But what Zelensky will do is he will help out Netanyahu. The reports from Ynet, the Israeli publication, are that Netanyahu has reached out to Le Gobelin Vert for some help in dealing with the Shahid drones. He is looking for help from Le Green Goblin because Zelensky, he knows how to deal with the Iran drones, right? Who knows how to deal with the Iran drones better than Zelensky? No one. So Netanyahu is looking for some help, some expertise. Mr. Bibi, Mr. AI Bibi, I will tell you how I deal with Iran drones. They fired 20 drones. Russia fired 20 of these drones, and I say I shoot down 30. You see, this is how I deal with it, Mr. AI BB. Right, Podolyak? Yes, Mr. President. They fire 20, we say we shot down 30. It's as simple as that. Trump was giving an interview to NBC News, and he was asked about Zelensky's help in dealing with Iran. And Trump said, we don't need no Green Goblin help. We do not need the Green Goblin to help us. That is what Trump said. He added that Zelensky is the last person we need help from. He's right about that one. He is right about that one. No doubt about it. The last person you need help from is the Green Goblin. That's how you know it's going bad, when you're having to ask Zelensky to help you. That is not a good sign at all. That's a very bad sign. But Trump doesn't want help from Zelensky. He is saying we don't need any help from Ukraine. Then again, he said we don't need any help from the UK, and now he's asking for help from the UK. So who knows? Trump is also a flip-flopper. If this thing continues to drag on, he may have to call up Zelensky. Just so it looks like he's doing something. So Trump also said in this interview that Zelensky needs to make peace with Russia. He needs to accept a deal, make a deal with Russia. He said that Putin is ready to make a deal. But Zelensky is being difficult. He's the harder one to get to the negotiating table. That is what Trump said about Zelensky and Project Ukraine to NBC News. It was a phone interview, by the way. So do we have any more Iran news to get to? Do I have any more Iran news? Here we go. Since we're on the topic of Ukraine and Iran, a top Iranian MP declares Ukraine a legitimate target. Tehran may engage in self-defense against Kiev over its drone support for Israel, a senior legislator says. Yeah, so if Zelensky provides help to Netanyahu, then according to this Iranian MP, Ukraine is now a target. It has now entered the war. I wonder if Iran has, does Iran have missiles that could reach Ukraine? I think it does. I think Iran could, I believe it could hit Ukraine. Let me know in the comments down below. I remember seeing a map with this announcement from this MP. I remember seeing a map which actually showed that Iran could strike at targets in Ukraine. But I'm not 100% sure on that. One of the headquarters of Australia, an Australia headquarter in UAE, a few kilometers outside Dubai, was hit. Australia is involved in this conflict. They are helping the United States in this conflict. And they don't have much time left when it comes to fuel, Australia, that is. They have about 18 days left of petrol, 16 days of diesel, 14 days jet fuel, 18 days petrol. That's the breakdown. And so we are getting reports which claim that Australia may now relax their Russia oil sanctions. Those Russian oil sanctions are crumbling. They are falling apart. There was an announcement from Orban's office saying that Hungary actually sent experts to Ukraine to try and take a look at the Druzhba pipeline. They didn't have any luck getting to the actual Druzhba to assess the alleged damage, but reading the report from Orban's office, they believe that the Druzhba can be turned on and there really is no damage to the pipeline. And they presented their case to the United States. And you really get a sense that the Druzhba is going to be forced to restart, and the Russian oil sanctions, whether from the U.S., the U.S. has already temporarily lifted them. The U.S., Australia, you got to imagine the U.K., you got to imagine the EU is going to fold. I know, that's a bold prediction. It's a bold prediction, Cotton. But the way things are going, there's just nowhere else for EU to go. There is nowhere else. Eventually, they're going to have to say, we're going to have to temporarily lift some sanctions on Russia. Can you imagine if that happened? Well, that's an adventurous cat. Wow. Look at him go. That is amazing. Bravo. Very cool. No human being can do that. Amazing cats. So, let's talk about Project Ukraine a little bit. And the Financial Times had an article with the title, Ukraine Peace Talks Fizzle Out as Trump's Focus Shifts to Iran. Peace talks. What peace talks? Peace talks. Like the peace talks between Arachi, Witkoff, and Kushner? Those peace talks? We all know what happens when you enter into peace talks with Kushner and Witkoff. So Trump's attention is now fully on Iran. Bad news for Ukraine. Here's some more bad news. The Prime Minister of Belgium, Mr. De Wever, he is telling the EU that it is time to negotiate with Russia. His point is that there is no other options left. It's time to talk to Russia and to sort the conflict in Ukraine out. That is what De Wever is saying. This is what he told Le Monde in an interview. What did I just say a couple of minutes ago? The options are running out for the EU. The more this war drags on, and it does look like it is going to drag on, at least that's what everything is pointing to, the more the walls close on Ursula and Kaya and Mertz and Macron, the people that are resisting any kind of dialogue with Russia or any kind of relaxing of Russian sanctions. At a minimum, energy, oil, and gas sanctions would have to be lifted. So Ukraine launched a pretty big drone strike, maybe the biggest drone strike, towards Moscow. Some reports claim 70 drones. I've read anywhere up towards 160 drones were launched towards Moscow. I haven't seen any reports of casualties at the moment of recording this video, but this would make it one of the largest drone attacks into the capital of Russia since the conflict started. 100, if it is 160 or 170 drones, it's a lot of drones heading towards Moscow. Of course, we know that it would be difficult for Ukraine to conduct this type of operation. Obviously, they would have help, but a very big, large attack, a large strike towards Moscow. I'm sure that the Kremlin will issue some strong words condemning the strike orchestrated by one of the collective West nations using Ukraine as a proxy. We'll get some strongly worded language from the Kremlin any day now. There was also an oil tanker, a Greek oil tanker, that was attacked in the Black Sea, a Greek-flagged oil tanker. Got an oil crisis? Attack the oil tanker. Got an oil crisis? Take out the oil tanker. That's smart. But they say it was a Ukraine drone that took out this tanker. There was another tanker. I'm not sure what flag it was flying under, which was attacked in the Mediterranean. Now, an attack on an oil tanker in the Mediterranean, or maybe it was an LNG tanker in the Mediterranean. I think the oil tanker was in the Black Sea, and there was an LNG tanker in the Mediterranean that was attacked. Now, they could claim that this was a Ukraine drone that hit the tanker in the Mediterranean, but we know that's impossible. The UAE is arresting people that are posting images of the strikes into the UAE, Abu Dhabi, Dubai. They have arrested 45 people so far, people who are taking videos and images and posting them on social media. It's doing a lot of damage to the UAE, to the UAE's rep, to their rep. Their tourist industry is going to get hammered, is getting hammered from this. It's going to do a lot of damage to the UAE economy going forward, this conflict, this war. And they're trying to do some damage control by arresting people who are posting images and photos online, scaring people off from visiting Dubai. What did Arachi say? The umbrella of US security. At the moment, it looks like, I don't know who that is. Anyway, it looks like that bluff has been called, huh? The umbrella of US security. If you wanted to call it an illusion, maybe a bluff is the wrong word. The illusion of US military security. The Formula One is canceled in Bahrain and Saudi Arabia. That has been canceled. And then we got the statement from Tucker Carlson, where he claims that the CIA is reading his text messages, and pretty soon they are going to frame him for some sort of a crime. Quite an interesting and terrifying statement from Tucker Carlson. Let's hope that is not going to happen. That would be a really bad look for the Trump administration if that were to happen. That would be devastating for the Trump administration if they actually went through with that type of an arrest of Tucker Carlson. But who knows? It's a crazy world, and it's a clown world. So let's get to it. Let's do the clown world. And we'll start with the Fresh Prince of Langley, Reza Pahlavi. There's a video of the Fresh Prince speaking to a crowd in Munich. The very loved and popular prince, a man of the people, speaking in Munich behind bulletproof glass. Behind bulletproof glass. He's a man of the people. Meanwhile, you have Pezeshkian, Larijani, you have all of the officials, the top level leadership of Iran that Trump claims have been completely destroyed. You have them walking in the streets of Tehran, shaking hands with people and greeting people, taking selfies with people. And meanwhile, you have Fresh Prince speaking behind a bulletproof glass. And finally, to bring my journey, don't stop believing. My journey, don't stop believing. Segments full circle. Something that I started maybe 3 years ago with Victoria Newland, just a small town girl, taking a midnight train to DC, looking to destroy Russia, taking a midnight train to DC. I think I started that 3 years ago. Don't stop believing, Victoria Newland. Sooner or later, you'll break apart Russia. Anyway, it looks like it's come full circle. With this next clown world from Dr. Taylor Marshall. Paula White, Trump's senior faith advisor, is on her third marriage with the frontman of the band Journey, Jonathan Cain, singer of Don't Stop Believin'. White is actually the last name of her second husband. Actually, I believe Jonathan Cain is not the lead singer. I think he is the keyboardist, either keyboardist or bass guitar. He's not the lead singer. But a member of Journey. Don't stop believing. I had to put that into my clown world because that song has played a big part of my videos over the years. So here we are. We have come full circle when it comes to don't stop believing. And I think I will end my video there. TheDuran.locals.com. We are on X and Rumble, Telegram, also on Substack. go to the Durant shop, pick up some merch. There is a link in the description box down below. And I will see everybody tomorrow. Take care.